the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Before that, you heard from Noel McAdam, political correspondent at the Belfast Telegraph, about the Northern Irish-based DUP, who are set to support the Conservative Party in the formation of the next British government. Well, first thing this morning, bright and early, I took to London Road here in Brighton to ask people on the street what they knew about the DUP, given their newly found fame. And I gave them a Northern Irish geography test as well. We're asking people, what do you know about the DUP?
Well, I know they're a unionist party. I know they're on the right of the unionist movement, started by Ian Paisley. They've got very conservative views socially, and they're quite in tune with the right wing of the Conservative Party politically.
Not really.
From what I've read, it seems quite extreme. It seems to be quite against abortion, women's rights. What else did I read? Climate change deniers as well. Yeah.
Yourself?
Yeah, basically the same, and anything that we've heard from through the media, really. But yeah, and it just seems strange that they could be propping up our government when, like, it seems like everyone's opinion's going in the opposite direction, way more left, and now we've got, like, a really extreme right, like, party propping up the government. It just seems very, very weird, and I don't think it will last that long.
I know that they're really vile, creationist, anti-abortionist, anti-gay, anti-everybody sort of people. We don't want them.
So you're not a fan?
Not a big fan.
Well, it's sort of a breakaway from the Ulster Unionists, isn't it? Ian Paisley, the Reverend Ian Paisley, founded it. And it's still very coloured by those sort of, what they sometimes call fundamentalist Presbyterian sort of, you know, so very socially conservative. So I don't know how the Conservatives are going to play it. Of course, they're saying it won't affect us. We won't adopt socially conservative policies and so on. It's also the financial side of it, because Northern Ireland, to be honest, has been held back economically and so on. It would be in make a lot of sense for it to become part of the Republic, but, you know, this is a big, big issue, as you know. Then there's also the Northern Ireland peace process and so on, which, as they say, is registered with the UN, where the United Kingdom government is supposed to be a broker. But with, you know, in bed with the DUP, the Conservatives in bed with the DUP, that puts that in question as well. So it's not as straightforward. There's a lot of people, I think, this side of the water won't understand the issues. You really have to sort of follow the situation quite closely.
The bigots, creationists, we really shouldn't have anything to do with these people.
When I saw Theresa May, the seat she got, I thought myself, oh, well, maybe we're not going to have a Conservative government anymore. Maybe it's going to be a Conservative-Labour, like, mix. But it looks like that she may be getting back in again with the DUP, and I'm not exactly sure what the DUP do. So,
do you know who the leader of the DUP is?
I don't know her name, no.
Arlene Phillips? No, not Phillips. I've forgotten her second name.
I have to say, I've forgotten her name. It's not something I carry around in my head. She's a woman who was, I think she was involved in this scandal over the Green, well, it was handouts, wasn't it?
Oh, Arlene, what's her face? Foster? I confess to listening to Radio 4. So lots over the weekend.
Given Northern Ireland's new influence now, or seemingly new influence in the UK government, can you name three towns in Northern Ireland?
Oh, that's a goodie. Towns rather than just Belfast. So Armagh and... No, after that, I've run out.
No, I can't, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Newry, Belfast and Londonderry or Derry.
Three towns in Northern Ireland? Well, apart from Belfast itself... Derry or Londonderry, whichever you want to call it. I mean, these are the ones that English people know generally. Others. Let me think. Well, Armagh. No, I don't carry around a list of Ulster towns in my head, I have to say.
Well, there's Belfast. There's Derry or Londonderry. Now, I'm hard put to think of a third, I must admit.
Belfast? I can't think anymore than that.
Londonderry? Or is that in the north?
Yeah.
Limerick?
Is that? Any other one?
Not for now.